For nearly 7 years, Milwaukee has had a sister city relationship with Irpin, Ukraine, meaning the two communities have a signed agreement to promote peace, cooperation, and understanding. Chuck Kornbach spoke with a resident of Irpin about what life has been like there since Russia attacked 3 years ago, and what possibly lies ahead as Donald Trump returns to the White House.
Anastasia Cherkas heads the Department of Land Resources for the Irpin City Council. She's heavily involved in the rebuilding of Irpin, a city that had about 65,000 people before the Russian invasion. After being hit hard in the early days of the war and going into recovery mode, the city has taken in thousands of people displaced from other regions. Cherkas says even though bombs are not falling on Irpin, life there has dramatically changed. We'll hear a little of Cherkas's voice, then switch to interpreter Irina Rabchenko.
Моє життя, як і всіх українців, після подій 24-го.
Our lives have changed drastically. Everything has been turned upside down. Everybody pretty much made the 180 turn. And it's not about living and building. It's about survival.
Cherkas then wanted to add to her answer, saying that everyone has family or friends in the Ukraine army or volunteering for the war effort.
The war has touched us not only on personal, let's say, mental and health issues. Many people have also lost lives, people lost their businesses, people lost their finances.
Cherkas says she also worries about parts of Ukraine where fighting is still taking place. That includes Russian missile attacks on the capital city of Kyiv, just 20 minutes away.
There is no on-ground war, but the war is in the air. We can hear it, we can feel it. But at some point, it becomes a new normal.
Cherkas says she's grateful for the support many countries, including the U.S., provide to Ukraine. And that includes Milwaukee's sister city ties to Irpin. She especially points to the 800 routers and Wi-Fi access points donated to the Irpin educational system by a business in Franklin.
And it is now in the process of being delivered to Irpin, and we are waiting to simplify the logistics so that we receive it sooner rather than later.
Cherkas says she hopes the sister city relationship also benefits Milwaukee.
We have hopefully shared enough of the common values. We have a shared view of the democracy. We have a shared support of each other to make sure that we have a cross-cultural interchange, that we are building a good society together.
Milwaukee resident Boris Mayflesh, whose parents were born in Ukraine, also has been active in the sister city relationship with Irpin. He hopes Milwaukeeans have also learned some perspective.
How to be more efficient. What means to be inclusive? What's the economic prosperity means to every citizens of the city, not only to privileged, and pretty much what's the real citizen patriotism looks like?
Mayflesh says his contacts in Ukraine say they now just want personal security.
They want to sleep through the night without hearing air raids, without having to rush into the bomb shelters.
How that security may come with the help of the incoming Trump administration is difficult to say. NPR reported this week that the Republican is no longer talking about stopping the war in one day, that his key envoy says it may take 100 days. And will any deal allow Russia to keep parts of Ukraine it has already seized? In Irpin, Anastasia Cherkas says uncertainty is part of everyday life.
And in our mind, we always have two visions. One vision is always we are victorious, we're independent.
Cherkas says there's also a worst-case scenario.
If we are in occupied area and how it's going to work. And in that gives us strength to keep fighting. This gives us strength to make sure it doesn't happen.
Cherkas says if the U.S. eventually cuts back its aid to Ukraine, her country will look elsewhere for help and try to develop more of its own resources. Interpreter Rabchenko says Cherkas wants to add one more sobering thought.
At the end of the day, if something were to happen to her, if she doesn't survive, whatever happens, there is this interview that will be out there that will show her voice, that will show her opinion about the Russian aggression. And she really is happy that you gave her this voice and the means to speak out.
On a happier note, Cherkas says someday she'd like to visit the U.S. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.